This is Fresh Air. The comedy drama Challengers stars Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist as tennis players caught up in a romantic triangle that spans 13 years. The movie, which opens in theaters this week, is the latest from the Italian director Luca Guadagnino, known for films like Call Me By Your Name and Bones and All. Our film critic, Justin Chang, has this review.
As much as I liked his Suspiria remake and his cannibal thriller, Bones and All, it's nice to see the Italian director Luca Guadagnino make a movie that doesn't end with buckets of blood. His new sports movie, Challengers, instead comes drenched in buckets of sweat, and it's the most purely entertaining thing he's made in years. It gives us a romantic triangle set in the world of tennis, and it stars three superb actors in roles that are as athletically demanding as they are emotionally rich. It begins on a tennis court in New Rochelle, a town just north of New York City, the site of a prestigious second-tier competition known as a Challenger Tournament. On one side of the net is Art Donaldson, played by Mike Feist. Art has won three of the four Grand Slam events, but has now hit a bit of a slump. He's squaring off against his former best friend, Patrick Zweig, played by Josh O'Connor. Patrick hasn't had as illustrious a career as Art, but he may well be the more gifted player. Watching them anxiously from the stands is Art's wife and coach, Tashi Duncan, played by Zendaya. It's clear that these three characters have some complicated history, which Guadagnino and the screenwriter, Justin Kuritskis, proceed to unravel through a dizzying array of flashbacks. And so we jump back 13 years, to when Art and Patrick are buddies and doubles partners. Around this time, they meet Tashi, a terrific tennis player who's about to begin her first year at Stanford. The boys begin a friendly competition for Tashi's affections, which the more confident Patrick initially wins. But after various ups and downs, including a twist that derails Tashi's tennis career, she winds up marrying Art and becoming his coach. Now, years later, this fateful challenger tournament has brought the estranged Art and Patrick face to face once more. It's here that Patrick privately confronts Tashi and makes a startling proposition.
I want you to be my coach.
What?
Even if he wins the Open, completes his career Grand Slam, Art's still going to retire as someone who's just really, really good.
That's what you guys will have done together.
But imagine if you could turn Patrick Zweig into a guy who wins a slam. You still have a season. You still have one good season, and I need you to bring it out of me. So, what do you think?
How dare you? You want my best piece of advice for you? You want me to coach you? Okay, quit.
Even when all the toggling between past and present gets a little repetitive, Challengers throws off an unstoppable energy. In the tennis scenes, the camera seems to be everywhere at once, and a hypnotic techno score by Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross pulses and surges beneath the action. And like Guadagnino's Call Me By Your Name, Challengers has a forthright sensuality that reminds you how sexually timid most mainstream American movies are by comparison. There isn't all that much sex in the film, but there's so much erotic tension and atmosphere that it doesn't matter. Guadagnino is a master of the tease, and so, it turns out, is Tashi. In one early flirty scene with the three of them, Tashi not only maintains the upper hand, but also reveals that these two dudes might be more attracted to each other than they let on. As the years pass, though, their youthful desire for Tashi gives way to a deeper need. As Art, Feist shows as much live-wire physicality here as he did in the West Side Story remake, though his performance becomes more melancholy over time as Art faces his limitations. O'Connor, by contrast, is all swagger as Patrick, forever leading with his devilishly charming smile. And then there's Zendaya, who's so brilliant in her early tennis scenes that I wish Tashi hadn't been sidelined and forced into playing the role of mentor and muse to two men. But as in the recent Dune Part 2, Zendaya keeps you watching with her mix of fierce intelligence and emotional uncertainty over who will win the match and what it might mean for her future. Will Tashi stick with Art, the safe, skillful player who may not have the gumption to be one of the all-time greats? Or will she return to Patrick, the superior but more volatile talent? The movie resolves this quandary in a grand finale that's at once thrilling and maddening in the way it pushes this triangle and this tennis match to the breaking point. But by then, you can't blame Guadagnino for loving his characters so passionately or feeling so reluctant to let them go. If it were up to him, the game would never end.
Justin Chang is a film critic for The New Yorker. He reviewed Challengers. On Monday's show, John Bon Jovi. He's sung his big anthems in stadiums around the world, but a couple of years ago, he stopped performing because of vocal problems. He'll talk about the surgery that's enabled him to record again, and he'll look back on his career. A Bon Jovi documentary series is streaming on Hulu. I hope you can join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support by Joyce Lieberman, Julian Hertzfeld, and Deanna Martinez. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Teresa Madden, Thea Challoner, Susan Yakundi, and Joel Wolfram. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. For Terry Gross and Tanya Mosley, I'm David Biancula.